We stop today in Minnesota, well, actually technically Chicago, where the Wild getting set to start the second round series against the Chicago Blackhawks. Former NHLer Mike Greenley, analyst for the Wild, joins us. Mike, a very exciting series against Colorado. It went the full seven games. I thought Minnesota controlled big parts of that series, but the Chicago Blackhawks, a much tougher test for the Wild. What is the most intriguing matchup that you see, Mike, in this series?
Well, actually, oddly enough, there's some similarities in what the matchup will be from last year. And the last year, the top two lines pretty much canceled each other out in terms of points in the series. They were so busy defending each other that they really didn't provide a lot of offense. It was the depth of Chicago, guys like Bickle, and that really hurt the Wild because it ended up being a depth series. Well, this year the Wild are a deeper team. The Blackhawks are, for the most part, the same team, same defense and everything. So it's going to be interesting to see how much the Wild have improved. A lot of people asked Mike Yeo yesterday what the difference is in this team or what's going to be the difference. And he said, well, there's no difference until you go out and prove that there's a difference, which means that, you can talk about depth and everything, but unless that depth is going to come out and provide offense and provide what you need in the game, then it really doesn't exist. So I think it's going to be a depth situation here, and I think the Wild are a better team than they were. The Blackhawks are as good or better than they were, so it should be a good battle.
Is there any reason to get excited that Danny Hilly has 5 points in his last three playoff games?
It's terrific. I mean, he really has played with a lot of heart. Obviously, it was a scratch first couple of games, and then then they filtered him in, and he responded very well with Kyle Brodziak, and he also responded pretty well along with Nito Niederreiter. So Danny Hilly, he does have the experience. He does have the skill to make a difference if he plays the right way, and he certainly provided that. I made smart plays with the puck, defensively, and then obviously when you put the puck on a stick in an offensive nature, he's seen enough combinations and situations that he can make some plays. So it's terrific to see him step up, and then it's guys like that in particular that will need to play well for the Wild to have an opportunity in this series.
Another one of those guys who stepped up after being a healthy scratch was Kyle Brodziak. So it seems like that line and their head coaches, the message has been received loud and clear from those players.
Yeah, you know what? It was interesting. Danny Heavy said that being out, when you get scratched, when you're out, it actually gives you a good opportunity to work on things that you wouldn't normally be able to work on just because, you don't see as much practice time, and when you practice and you know that you're in the lineup, you practice a little bit differently. So it was an opportunity for him. It certainly was an opportunity. Brodziak was only out one game, but it was kind of a message that they needed him to be a lot better defensively. They needed him to be better in terms of the role that he plays. And both of them came out and played their role, and of course that line was simply terrific in the game seven. And Mike Yeo kept rolling them out there all the way deep into the third period. So they really provided what the Wild needed in terms of being able to get some offense from players other than the usual suspects.
One of the guys that's one of the unusual suspects is Matt Molson. What does he have to do to kind of get on track as far as contributing goals?
You know what, Matt Molson's a timing guy. I mean, he needs to get to the front of the net when the puck's there. When he scores, he's usually net front. He's typically deflecting things, or he's typically getting to the rebound right off of the goalie or right off of the pass. He doesn't he's not going to be the guy that wheels it in from the red line all the way in and makes moves and busts in all alone. That's typically not his nature and not his game. So, I mean, he needs to be obviously a little more aggressive to the net with and he needs to get there with his line mates putting the puck there for him. But we'll see how he fares in this series. He's going to definitely have to provide some offense here because the Wild need it from everybody.
Talking Minnesota Wild as they are, of course, into the second round against the Chicago Blackhawks with Wild analyst Mike Greenley. Mike, Nino Niederreiter for Cal Clutterbuck. At the time of the trade, I was like, huh? It's a top five overall pick. And, man, this guy just seems to get better and better and maybe has one of the most underrated shots in the NHL.
No question. Actually, when we made the trade, we thought that Chuck Fletcher should spend the rest of the year with a bandana over his face because we thought that this guy was a steal. No question, he's the thing about Cal Clutterbuck is you knew what you had and you knew what kind of player he was going to be for you. For Nino Niederreiter, it was the potential that was there that really was exciting. I mean, yeah, top five pick, maybe mismanaged a little bit in terms of when and where he was put into the lineup with the Islanders, but you know, yeah, and then left for a year in the minors. With the Islanders minor league club, but when they were brought up with the Wild, he was given an opportunity to play in certain roles. They didn't immediately ask him to do anything but play solid hockey. They didn't say you have to score this many goals. They didn't say you have to play this many minutes. They basically, Mike Yeo challenged guys like him and Charlie Coyle to go out there and concentrate on one or two things. He didn't specify that they needed to score, but he wanted him to concentrate on one or two things, and one of them is being physical, using his size, making smart plays, and we knew that the offense would come for him. And Mike Yeo said the other day he felt that Nino Niederreiter has the ability to potentially be a top six guy in the league if he can add that scoring punch to what is already a pretty solid game, a physical game, and he did that in Game 7. That what he showed us in Game 7 is what his potential could be. And very exciting to see him step up in a big moment like that.
How important is a strong series for Charlie Coyle and the Wild this series?
You know, I think it's going to be very important for the Wild to be physical on the end wall and win the battle of the boards, if you will. Chicago has great defense that can move the puck out of the zone, there's no question, but they're not necessarily known as an overly physical shutdown guys around on the boards, and that's where Charlie Coyle and guys like Niederreiter and even Mikko Koivu and, well, Zach Parise, we've seen him do it as well, but that's where they have to be tenacious. That's where they have to win the battles and then get to the net because, you know, if the Wild aren't going to possess the puck the same amount that they did in the Colorado series. There's no question. Chicago's a puck possession team. Wild are going to have to create their own possession by winning battles down in the offensive zone. They're not going to freewheel and carry the puck all night long against Chicago. So you have to maybe take advantage of some areas where you can be good. And for the Wild, Charlie Coyle, Niederreiter, and Koivu are big, strong guys that can win battles in the offensive zone.
The big difference between Colorado and Chicago is the fact that obviously Chicago has way more experience, a lot of veteran players. You look at the matchups on the back end. Suter, you've got Taves on one line with Hossa, and then you have Sharp and Kane on the other line. Who do you think Suter sees more of?
Oh, so you probably see both of them. Suter plays so much, you probably see a lot of both of them, but it's so hard to say. And that's one thing that Mike Hill's done a good job of is he's adjust. I mean, he's not going to just lock Suter in on one guy and leave him there. Of course, you'll see a lot of Taves. But the fact that the team can split their talent up like that makes them a very good team. So, you know, Spurgeon's going to have a good series. Scandella's going to have a good series. Brodin's going to have a good series. The Wild have a fairly good top four defense, and they all played very well. So if we can get them in a situation where it doesn't matter who's out against those two lines, then they'll be that much better off.
But I guess up front, I mean, is there a matchup that favors the Wild? I mean, is it Koivu up against Taze all night long for that line?
You know what? It's going to be tougher to match up what they want on the road, naturally. I think the Wild have split up Parise and Koivu for the reason that you can spread some of the wealth around there and get some other guys going. You know, need to have Pominville scoring a bit, too. He has one goal in the playoffs this year. And it's an empty netter, a big empty netter, but it's an empty netter. So they definitely need offense from everybody. And, you know, like I said, Mike Yeo's going to have to make adjustments as he goes. There's not going to be a situation where he can just roll out guys and hope that they win their battles. He's going to have to find a way to read the play and read which line is going and get them out there as best as possible. But as I said, on the road, it's tougher to match up. So you need everybody to be good.
Mike, as always, we appreciate it. Quick prediction for both series in the West.
Oh, goodness. Well, I think that other one's going to go seven. I mean, I think Anaheim in seven probably. That's going to be a war. Initially, before the playoffs started, I said that the Wild would have an opportunity in this one, but maybe bow out to Chicago late, like six or seven. But they don't have Darcy Kemper right now. Brizgalov is in, and if they play well in front of Brizgalov, they have a chance. But if Brizgalov is called upon to be a stunt goalie, I think it's going to be a short series.
Mike, we appreciate the update. Enjoy the series. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Take care, guys.